like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, July 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now on the road is candidate for the U.S. Senate August 6th primary election, Republican Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's on the line. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. Hope your fourth was pleasant and safe.
Oh, yeah, lots of people. Central Lake, over 3,000 people. We were in the parade, and we ran out of candy in the first quarter mile. And I told Vicky we bought three 20-pound bags. We should have bought 10. And, man, it was a great day. Where were you at on 4th of July?
Oh, we hit three parades, a Patriot concert, and some of the fireworks. So we were in Howell. We were in Plymouth. We were in Detroit. We were in Milford. We were, all over the place.
Wow. Traveling lady you are. You're going to be in Traverse City tomorrow morning at the Republican breakfast. Tell the folks about that and what you hope to accomplish.
So it is a leadership breakfast in the morning with Katie, and looking very much forward to that and finally setting the record straight in being the candidate, the people's candidate, on the people's choice, the people's senator. So I will be there tomorrow morning. I'll be driving up there tonight because we're still down in the Plymouth area. I'm at the county fair down here, and I'll be there bright and early in the morning, ready to meet the people and sealing this deal because we've got the primary in 1 month from tomorrow.
Yeah, and what are you hearing from the folks out there on the campaign trail regarding not only your campaign but perhaps some of the other candidates that are running?
No one is in favor for Mike Rogers. Everybody's still questioning and is scratching their head how in the world he got the endorsement from President Trump. Everybody's saying they need to. President Trump is a great candidate for presidency. They're planning on backing him, but not backing any of his endorsements. His endorsements, President Trump's endorsement in Michigan, has been 0 of 7 out of 1. Everybody knows that Mike Rogers cannot beat Alyssa Slotkin, and they know that I am that candidate. People are excited. I can't keep up with keeping the yard signs out. I can't keep up with the literature. We're getting requests all over the state. People are excited about a fresh change, a fresh start, and I am that candidate, Trucker.
Well, one of the things I think is pretty interesting, as you know, Vicky and I love our Tiger baseball. We record the games and we watch them. I fast forward through the commercials. But one of these commercials that popped up, I didn't hit the fast forward button, Sherry, was this ridiculous Donald Trump speech somewhere in Michigan, I think it was, and him talking about Mike Rogers groveling over him and, you know, what a great U.S. senator he'd make, and Rogers come up and shook his hand or whatever. They've been inundating it, and basically my Tiger baseball games, I want to shoot my TV, I'm so mad. But I got a good listener, George Archer. He's from the St. Ignace area. He's an artist and a painter. And he was downstate visiting family for 4th of July. And he called me with a voicemail, and he said, Randy, I just saw this ridiculous TV commercial down here in Detroit. I believe he was on the Fox affiliate or Bally Sports there in Detroit watching the game as Vicky and I do. And he said, man, I saw that TV commercial and I wanted to throw up. I couldn't believe that Donald Trump endorsed this guy. What are you actually hearing from the people regarding the situation going on? People, I'm questioning whether Mike Rogers even lives in the state of Michigan.
You know, Tucker, I found it surprising that I'd only seen him 4 times on the campaign trail. He told some people that he'd be there and doesn't show up. And, you know, I've met him 4 times on the trail. And then I realized, well, no wonder I'm only meeting him 4 times on the trail. He's not here. So, you know, the fact that he's has a $1.7 million home in Florida and bought a 728-square-foot home here that he is not living in. I do wonder where his residence is. But, you know, Trucker, it's that that's the entire thing that Mike Rogers is running on, is his endorsement. He's not putting forth what he has done or what he hasn't done or what he was guilty of. His whole platform is vote me because President Trump picked me. Well, President Trump picked the wrong candidate. And Mike Rogers is not going to win this. He's not going to beat Alyssa Slotkin. The one and only thing I think in my lifetime that I agreed with Benson on was Benson came out and listed Sandy Pentzer, Justin Amash, and Mike Rogers is not going to beat Alyssa Slotkin. And I said, hear ye, I will, though, put my credentials as a female physician against Alyssa Slotkin, and I'll blow her away.
Well, the recent poll that just came out, Michigan Talk News aired it, and it was interesting, the numbers, is that, you know, quote, the U.S. Senate Democrat has a slight lead in Michigan. Alyssa Slotkin polled at 44%, Mike Rogers at 42%. Well, if you add those two together, that's 86%. What about the 14% undecided that are still looking at their ballots for August 6th and going, do we really want this Mike Rogers guy to be the loser against Alyssa Slotkin?
Well, Trucker, people are filling out their absentee ballots, and they're actually sending me photos of them and saying, Doc, you got our vote. You know, Trump's endorsement does not vote. The dollar doesn't vote. People vote. And people are backing me. I've got about 46 counties, Randy, that have already come and said yes. I'm their preferred candidate. They're doing the door knocking. Saginaw called me this morning and said, hey, we need more literature because we're doing the door knocking for you. Trucker, people vote. And people are going to be very surprised come August 6th.
Yeah. Well, the other component to this, Sherry, and I still, for the life of me, don't understand how we're going to get through this August 6th primary without any U.S. Senate debate. I don't even understand how that's possible. Again, I know I keep asking, has any other news agency, TV news crew, any other station reached out to you guys yet? Have you heard anything about an upcoming debate?
No, a lot of the counties have requested that, but nobody's willing to do that. And, you know, Trucker, when we saw the debacle between Trump and Biden, everybody knew going into that debate that Trump was going to blow it away, and we all wondered, can Biden get through it without having major gaffes, okay? And yet the Democrats were willing to debate Trump. And I say the Democrats because Biden had 8 days at, you know, private
Camp David instruction, right?
Yes, instruction and debate prep and so on. But they still put him forth. Why? Because the American people deserve to hear that, deserve to compare them. And Rogers has not been willing to. So when he canceled it and he doesn't show up, suddenly we're not having any debates. This is a job interview, and people need to be able to hear the candidates and make their informed dissent and decision on who the best one will be to represent that. Represent them, represent that office. So the fact that Rogers won't tells me he's scared spitless.
Well, the other part of this, and I know political consultants are running his campaign, you know, because supposedly he's the front runner, he got the endorsement, so don't participate, don't be seen in public. I mean, I still found it to be a miracle that Oscar Barden was able to get him to come to Charlevoix's, you know, Lincoln Day dinner. It's amazing that this guy is just, he's basically operating his campaign much like what Biden did back in 2020.
From the basement, only thing Mike's basement is in Florida.
Exactly. One text message coming in, Sherry. What's the best, fastest, easiest way to get a yard sign or a larger sign from your campaign's website? How do folks do that?
Just give us a call. We've got people all over the state. We've got people all over the state. So let us know on the website or to email us, docsherry2024@gmail.com. We will arrange with somebody that's in your area, and we'll get them delivered to you.
Very good. Excellent. One other question came in. The event in Traverse City tomorrow, are they going to allow you to speak at this event?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they did confirm you have a speaking time slot there. Okay, good.
They said that all along, so there's unless somebody's changed something, yes.
Okay, because he's going to be attending it now. He wants to meet you. He says he has a check for your campaign. He wants to hand it to you personally.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else wants to make a donation? I'm not the millionaire on the campaign. I'm a missionary doc and servant, and I run the free clinic that I run. So DocSherry2024.com. All donations are appreciated. We'll get on the radio more. We'll get some more of those signs out to people. But thank you for the donor that said he's willing to. DocSherry2024.com.
Okay, Sherry, very good. Listen, we're breaking up a little bit on the connection, so I'm going to let you get going. I know you're working the fair down there. So safe travels up here to Traverse City, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Trucker. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
So again, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, the website, real simple, doc, Sherry, Sherry, 2024.com is the website. You can donate there. You can actually get signs on the website as well. If you're living up in the UP, may not have somebody in your area with signs physically in place in her distribution network, you can go to her website and they'll ship it directly to your house. But you better be able to get them locally through a local distribution point. She has contacts throughout the state. Volunteers have had them shipped to their homes or their businesses. So all you got to do is get a hold of them through the campaign. Email is the easiest. DocSherry2024@gmail.com. That's her email address. The campaign staffer will see it, and then they'll call you probably or reply to your email so that you can actually get the signs locally. So a lot of people asking for those. So greatly appreciate her coming on the show. She's always on the road, hard to get her via Skype. So we try to do the best we can with her phones. Her cell levels were dropping out, and I had to let her go. Again, the email address, doc, Sherry, Sherry2024@gmail.com. That's the email address. And, of course, DocSherry2024.com is the website. So we'll get her, I'm hoping, next week, because after the debate or the attempt to debate Rogers, she's going to bring it up in Traverse City tomorrow. Let's see if he agrees to a debate publicly, and we'll be able to talk about it with her next Friday. So if you'd like that information texted to your phone, just text me, 231-360-5140. I'll send you her email address and her campaign website. Just text me, Doc Sherry, Sherry, Doc Sherry, and I'll send you the link. Text message you directly the link to her email address as well as her website. Final thoughts for today's show. We'll wrap this baby up and be heading off to MAGA Water up in Sheboygan. Time for a refill, John. I'll be there about 1:30. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Man, I can't believe how fast this week has flown by. But we got lots of information to send to you today, heading into the weekend. If you'd like the website, promo code, and phone number for MyPillow to get 50, 60, 70, 80% off, free shipping, just text me MP for MyPillow. And I'll send you that information. If you want to attend the debate that's coming up this Thursday in Gaylord at the Ellison Place, 1st Congressional District, 107th, 106th, 105th House Districts, this coming Thursday, you want a flyer for the event that you can share with others. Let's pack the house. I'd love to have 300, 400, 500 people there. Diane and the team over there has chairs on racks on standby, depending on how many people show up. Let's pack the house. Let's see which candidates and elected officials are willing to show up and answer questions from Dare Rendon, the chair of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, as well as other county Republican chairs. They're going to be asking the questions. I'm just acting as moderator and timekeeper. I have the rules, and I will be enforcing them as a parliamentarian for the event. Text me debate, and I'll send you the flyer that you can share with others. We need all hands on deck. We need everybody to show up at this event. So text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Also, if you live in Lakes of the North, over in the Starr Township area, Elba area of Antrim County, Christian Marcus, who's running for state representative against Ken Borton, Vicky's running for county clerk, and Ray Scola, the county commissioner. We're doing a pizza and politics meet and greet. It's going to be a week after the debate on July 18th at Lakes of the North from 5 to 7 p.m. If you know somebody who lives in Lakes of the North, just text me Lakes, and we'll send you that flyer. You can share that with them as well. Then, I can't believe it, 3 weeks from tomorrow, the Big Fun Shoot Pig Roast, Antrim County Conservative Union's fifth annual event. This year, really excited. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge is going to be coming up with the Trump 2024 gear. He's going to be making various stops around northern Michigan, ending up at our event on Saturday, July 27th. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is smoking our pork shoulders, pulling them and bringing them to us for this year. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy's doing the labor for us. And then the vote shoot. First time we're ever doing this, 25-yard rifle range. We're going to have target setup of Rogers, Pensler, Amash, and O'Donnell with their faces at the center of the ring, stapled to the 4x4s. You'll be able to pick up a 22, 25-round magazine long rifle, thanks to Curtis Gunsmithing. One vote, one bullet pull per vote, shooting at the target of the person you plan to vote for on August 6th in the primary. We're going to take pictures of the targets before the shoot begins and then after the voting shot, and we will put it out there. Let's see how close we are, the patriots that come to the Pig Rose Fun Shoot, to see how close we come to the actual numbers up here in northern Michigan when the August 6th ballots are counted. Text me Pig, and I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. You go there, you read all the information on the posts. You click on donate. You donate for the tickets. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. We're going to teach the 5 to 12-year-olds how to shoot 22s, rifles, and handgun, and be able to have some great music, some great food. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there in the house. Other candidates, Josh Saul and others, will be there as well. State representatives, and then, of course, all the candidates for Antrim County. I've asked Dave Ajima to come up and have a radio interview with me in front of you folks there. Going to have a great event. It's going to be awesome. 80 degrees, sunny, and blue skies. God and I have already talked about it. It's going to be a beautiful day. If it should happen to rain, rains move in off of Lake Michigan. We're in a covered pavilion, so we'll be fine. So again, text me Pig and I'll send you that. So MyPillow, MP, Dr. Sherry, if you want her link to get a yard sign. Debate coming up this Thursday. We're going to promote the heck out of this. We really want everybody to show up. If you listen to this show, you need to come to the debate on Thursday. This coming Thursday, July 11th. So text me debate. Lakes of the North, just text me Lakes. I'll send you that information. And then lastly, Pig. Text me Pig, and I'll send you those flyers. They're all stored in my phone. I have folders set up. It's very simple. As soon as I see Pig, I click on Pig, your text. It responds with the flyer. Debate, I click on Debate. It sends you the flyer. Doc Sherry, I've got her programmed in. Candidates. If you want to know who to vote for, you got your absentee ballot, U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, 1st Congressional District for Congress, Josh Saul, depending on which House district you live in, Neil Friske in the 107, Todd Smallenberg in the 106, and Christian Marcus in the 105th. Text me candidates. Well, the music's playing in my headset, so that means that's it for this week, folks. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot.